721 News Radio, WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. Ted Dabrowski from WirePoint's with us. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Glad to be here.
I did some math yesterday after I got off the air, and it looks like the count that I have when I was doing some of the numbers for the fair tax, it was short of passage by 498,382, 44.9 yes, 55.1 no. That's a close one.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about this, the tax hike was perfectly set up to pass. You know, Governor Pritzker put all his money, $56 million, behind it, lots of political weight. He structured the thing so it could be 97% of people would be pit against the 3% richest, right? So that you would think would be easy, right? 97 versus 3. And you had the whole public sector infrastructure behind it. You wrote the ballot. It was disruptive in the sense that it made you think that it was only a tax hike on the rich. And, you know, and it still failed 55-45. It's fascinating, you know, the fact that he had structured something that should have passed easily, and it, you know, it soundly got beat.
Well, Ted, my takeaway on this after thinking about it and a great deal was this. They said it was a vote on taxes, but it wasn't. It was a vote on trust, and there isn't any. Right? The political people, I think, don't understand this, or if they do, they don't want to address it. This is about taxes, and you just talk about perfectly positioning it. But the thing is, they weren't positioning it in relationship to what people needed to have. Trust that the right thing would be done once that Constitution was cracked open in this aspect.
Well, yeah, when you look at the numbers, and you mentioned them, there are about 500,000 more people that voted against the tax than voted for Trump. And so that means that there were many Democrats who crossed over to vote against the tax. So, you know, Pritzker's upset, but what he needs to be upset about is the fact that people just don't trust government. They don't trust a tax hike that in theory should have given most people a tax cut, at least initially, or no tax hike at all, but they didn't buy it. They didn't buy it because, you know, if anybody finally started to listen to what's happening in Illinois, the government continues to fail the people. It's as we've talked about many times on your show, Tom, people keep leaving. People pay the highest taxes in the country. Legislators are more and more corrupt every year. It just keeps adding up, and I think it was beautiful to see people not put up with it anymore. They didn't buy it.
And as we said, with that lack of trust, we go still to the fact that we've got math to address in the state of Illinois, $8,333,554,170.80, not counting $2.05 billion in short-term borrowing, and that's not counting the pensions. There's a lot of other bigger numbers. That's just the small number there. And so the governor talking about this, tax increases, that we see this coming. And, of course, mentioning his comments this morning about that our listeners hearing, we're going to cut. And Quentin Folks from the Fair Tax, who was a guest on the show talking about why we should be passing it, said yesterday, fair tax opponents must answer for whatever comes next.
Yeah, that's what's fascinating is that, you know, 55% of the state voted against it. And so, you know, Quentin is ignoring the fact, and Governor Pritzker is ignoring the fact that people don't want the tax hike. And, you know, they're threatening cuts. They're threatening another tax hike, of course, on everybody. And that, of course, I think would be suicide because people have already said what it is they don't want. And so what I think is fascinating is the false choice that Governor Pritzker keeps giving people that we're going to cut. Well, how about reforms? And I think reforms are very different from cuts. You know, cuts are indiscriminate. They cut across everybody. They hurt everybody. But when you actually do reforms and find the right way to do things, you can actually make it, you know, win-win for everybody over time. Of course, there's always pain in reforms, but it's time that Governor Pritzker finally say the word pension amendment. That's the amendment that should have been on the ballot, not a tax hike. And the minute I think he talks about a pension amendment, you're going to see a totally different, you know, attitude on Illinois, about Illinois, from not just in Illinois, but outside of Illinois, where we're finally doing the right things for once.
Yeah, and also, you know, we wasted the last 2 years with this, talking about it and not doing anything at all in the meantime while things got worse, and then COVID came along as well. So I think it's fair to think cuts and tax increases probably in some capacity are on the table. The question is, will, after the politicians have seen the vote on this, will they have the political will to pass tax cuts on the residents of Illinois, or, excuse me, tax increases on the residents of Illinois?
Well, you know, they're clearly running out of options, and you're starting to see it. We again talked about this for a long time. As long as they could borrow money, as long as they could postpone pension payments, as long as they could slip in tax hikes here and there, they were always papering over the problem. But now what you're seeing is, especially with COVID around, now that we've seen the tax hike be rejected, at least this one, Moody's and all the rating agencies are saying, if you borrow, we're going to put you in the junk. If you push your pension payments further into the future, onto future generations, we're going to put you in the junk. And so now, you know, you start to put some handcuffs on the politicians. And what I think is important about this, more important than anything else, is that reforms for the first time in decades may finally become politically expedient. In other words, politicians may have to start uttering the words reforms, pension reform, healthcare reform, spending reform. It's about time that happened, because that's really what Illinoisans need to hear.
All right. Now, the veto session is coming up. Do you expect in some capacity, do you have a thought that in the veto session, if there is one, that we'll see some attempt to begin to address this?
Well, they have to, right? Because, you know, I think the rating agencies, all of them have come out and said, you're on notice, Illinois. No state has ever been rated junk. And when you become a junk-rated state, that means you're in trouble when you want to borrow. Companies that want to invest in Illinois and build factories and all that will say, why would I go to Illinois where it's junk and headed in the wrong direction? So, you know, I don't know if they'll do something in the session, but for sure you're going to see lots of ideas pop out. You're going to see lots of pressure come on to do something. I think the first one might be cuts, because that might just be what they have to announce, whether they're real or not. You can't trust, I think, this government to actually do cuts. And I think maybe they'll start floating out some ideas of taxes, sales taxes, or something that's less visible in a sense, although that's very visible too, to try to start cutting at it. But the numbers are huge. The holes are huge. And don't forget, Tom, we haven't talked about this, but it looks like the Republicans are going to retain the Senate at the national level. So that destroys the chances of that blue wave that would have given Biden the presidency. And both chambers in Washington, they would have been able to do bailouts for a place like Illinois of some amount.
Yeah.
And that thing may be dead.
Yeah.
So without a bailout, it's even more trouble for Illinois.
Yeah, and Democrats lost some room on the House floor that maybe they could have counted on to try to do that as well. So here's the thing that people don't like to talk about because it's kind of uncomfortable, and it's not about math. And you probably don't know this, Ted. I ran for public office and lost.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been many years ago. Probably almost 20 years ago. And when you lose something in the public eye, it's a little different than losing a game of tiddlywinks in the backyard with your little brother, right?
Absolutely.
And here's the thing, Governor Pritzker, $56 million, they put themselves a heart and soul into this initiative. And there's one thing that I do know about human beings. No one ever, ever, ever forgets about being humiliated. And as a rule, there's a pay. You're going to have to pay for humiliation. Nobody ever forgets that. It changes a person. And the bigger the humiliation, the bigger the change, and the longer the reaction to it. And I can't help but think that that will play a component going forward. It's an unknown. There's no math for it, but I know it's real.
I think you're right. And I think if maybe you're referencing in some way Governor Pritzker's speech yesterday. And the pushback he's giving doesn't sound right. You know, I saw some part of it on Twitter, and it just reminded me of somebody else using Twitter to fight back and hit back. But it's almost a warning. I'm going to come get you with the tax hike. It's Governor Rauner's fault, and the people that back him. It just wasn't good, and I think he may be upset. You know, he lost. He put everything behind it, and if he reacts in the wrong way, it'll backfire against him even more. I've always said that Governor Pritzker, being the outsider, he was never a politician. None of this mess in Illinois that when he took over was his fault. So he had this wonderful opportunity to be the leader and actually pass the big reforms. And instead, he did what every politician has done in Illinois in the past, is try to borrow more, tax more. And, he got soundly rejected for the first time. I mean, kudos to the Illinoisans who stood up to this and understood it. But, if he comes back with vengeance and revenge, I think it'll just backfire against him.
It's interesting. One of our listeners, the American Monument text line, just texted me. Says, the against team, when talking about fair tax, well, they did a great job giving all the details. raise any tax with no oversight. 401k would have been taxed, you know, saying, hey, the against team did a good job when it came to marketing as well. And then we've got people, here's Mark, who just texted in saying, cut, yes, cut. So seeing these statements coming in any event, I appreciate you, Ted. We got like 30 seconds, buddy. Was there anything else that happened on the Illinois ballot that you think is worthy of note this morning?
Nothing that's coming quickly to mind. I think the biggest thing I mentioned was just the crossover, that there are enough Democrats to cross a line and say no, and that should be the biggest signal to everybody. That's big news there. Mm. Everybody knew that everybody was against Trump and all that, but the fact that you'd have many Democrats cross the line and vote no, I think it's a signal that Pritzker should actually spend a lot of time thinking about.